Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us and talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. Tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And, of course, we always bring stuff to the table to discuss with you. You're certainly welcome to join us, however, and bring up anything that you might want to discuss. That is the point of Free Talk Live. So, lots in the news to talk about here tonight, and I don't even know where to start. I kind of like this. It's a quickie from Illinois. So it's basically a headline. There's a long version at the Chicago Tribune, but I think you can get the point relatively quickly here. Big-time Illinois lottery winners aren't getting the largesse. They're getting left out, according to Time Magazine. Without a state budget agreement, 2 months into the new fiscal year, there's no authority for the state comptroller to cut checks over $25,000. So that doesn't mean they don't have the $25,000. That just means that because of their system, the way it's set up, that without the budget, now the state comptroller can't do his job. And that means that smaller winnings can be paid out, but not larger lottery wins.
So without the government, who would put the legitimate numbers rackets organizations out of business? Right?
Well, there is. It is illegal to run numbers, right? Like,
right.
So they're
those,
the only ones who
can
do it.
If you run numbers, you're likely to be an organization that pays out, whereas the Illinois State Lottery, it runs numbers and does not.
Well, they'll pay out when they feel like it. And Susan Rick, who lives in Oglesby, Illinois, planned home fix-ups and a visit to her daughter after her boyfriend thought he won $250,000 last month. But they were told to wait. And Rick told the Chicago Tribune that if the situation were reversed, he said the state would, quote, come and take it. And they don't care whether we have a roof over our head.
They really don't.
Unquote. Lottery spokesbureaucrat Steve Rossi says the state lottery, like every other state agency, is, quote, affected by the budget situation.
Yeah, I guess it's hard to feel too badly for somebody who, you know, played the lottery and won and isn't getting their money as quickly as they would like to get it. But
well, I mean, I'm sure that there's probably some sort of rule in the terms of service where, you know, you read the small print on the back of the lottery ticket or whatever, or I don't think they could probably even fit all the terms on the. They probably have something like, you know, check our website for full terms. So when you probably go there, there's likely something in the terms that says, we reserve the right to pay you out whenever we damn well feel like it, given the budgetary constraints.
Likely they do, yeah.
So it's probably within the terms, so therefore it's, you know, completely legal what they're doing. But obviously this is a, you know, ridiculous, unacceptable level of customer service.
I would agree with you when it comes to that. I'm just saying that it's difficult to feel like the guy sounds a little entitled. Like he's right.
He's won $250,000.
He's
right. He played a game of chance, and he should feel entitled.
Yeah, I guess I feel in many ways superior, right? Because I refuse to play these games.
Okay.
Because I'm
smart move. Generally, the math is heavily against you. You will likely lose a lot more over time, even if you win here and there. If you're a regular lottery player, you likely lost far more than you've ever won.
So the fact that the guy has, played the odds and the odds fell in his favor kind of doesn't move me that much. Like, he should have lost, you know? Statistically, this guy should have lost. So therefore, that he got very, very lucky. And it's going to be a few weeks or so.
Whenever they get this budget deal figured out, yeah. I mean, usually it's no more than several weeks before those things happen. They make a big to-do about, we're at an impasse. It's those darn Republicans. It's those darn Democrats' fault.
Yeah, indeed. I don't disagree with you on that. But it's just like, okay, he's right. If the roles were reversed, and that's the way to start this statement out. If the roles were reversed, man, the government would come and take it.
That's right.
If he owed the government $250,000, they would do whatever they felt like doing to get that money.
They'd do whatever they felt like doing if he owed them $2.50, let alone $250,000.
There have been people who've had their lost their houses over owing the government some small amount of money, like what you're $250.
Exactly. So $250. This is yet another example of how there's one set of rules for you and another set of rules for them. And their set of rules is kind of flexible. You know, they can ebb and flow with how things are going in the state house. And even if the rule says something, sometimes those rules can be waived in the interest of justice, which is rule number one of the district courts here in New Hampshire, is that the rules can always be waived. So really, there are no rules for these people, and they will do whatever it is that they want to do. And so I guess from that perspective, I can see where you're coming from, Mark, that, you know, this guy's wheeling and dealing with a criminal organization, so you shouldn't be surprised when the criminal organization reneges on its agreements and backs out of its promise.
I don't guess that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that he, against all odds and good sense, won. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, it's like somebody choosing to you know, wrestle a bear and winning, and then, you know, somehow being upset that they got some scratches in the process. I just, you know, okay.
I don't know. I can more empathize with this guy. I mean, I don't think you're coming at this from a very compassionate perspective.
I don't generally do that. Like, I'm here as the cold, hard voice of truth, not as compassion for somebody who played mathematically.
Anybody else playing a game that's a public contest of some sort, you know, has a reasonable expectation, even if the odds are against them, that they're going to be paid out for winning something, especially if the odds are against them, because then it's even more unlikely they would have won, and so therefore more special.
He's supposed to get paid, Ian. I'm not saying he's not supposed to get paid. I'm saying
you can't really
he
empathize.
Did he really plan on this $250,000?
No,
did he play
not.
His game and say, oh, I'm going to get this $250,000.
But wait,
better get those home repairs done and go visit the family or whatever.
Nobody does that with, like, winning the Olympics. I mean, when you go and you compete in the Olympics, the odds are significantly against you. You're up against the world's greatest athletes. You could argue that you are one of the world's greatest athletes, but you're up against all the rest of the world's greatest athletes. And so, you know,
most of the people who win the Olympics were slated to win the Olympics, so they were in the top five or whatever.
I don't know what that means. How can you predict in advance who's going to win the Olympics? That's ridiculous. So
the guy didn't have $250,000 a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have $250,000 now.
And you don't have an Olympic gold medal under your belt when you start the Olympics, but yet you expect that the Olympic organization that is inviting you to come play their game is going to have the gold medal to actually give to you at the end of the day.
The guy should get his money, and there's absolutely states them wrong.
This is just one person. Yep. If any winner over $25,000, basically from here until further notice. So if you're playing the Illinois lottery,
don't.
You really are rolling the dice on this one. So there's that. The toll-free number, if you want to share your thoughts, is 855-450-FREE. But look at the larger issue here, which is gambling and legality. We know that the government will crack down on you if they find out that you're running a gambling ring. Let's say you're having a card game with some of your friends on the weekend and you're playing for money. Well, as long as you keep it quiet, odds are good you'll get away with it. But it's illegal in most places to do that.
Well, that's what I was saying about the legitimate numbers-running organizations. The numbers-running organizations out there that will pay you are kept, you know, they're either put out of business or thrown in jail for, you know, by the state who runs the numbers-running organization that will not pay you.
So on this program, we are anti-prohibition. We think that people should be free to engage in victimless crimes like this. Gambling is a perfect example of a victimless crime, wherein each participant is participating on their own volition. No one is forcing them to play the game. The risks may be high because, you know, they might be odds are against them in most of these gambling situations, but that's their choice. It should be their choice to make that with their own money and with their own time. And in some places in the United States, you can do that. You know, in a lot of Nevada, for instance, you can do that. Atlantic City and some gambling, you know, various gambling casinos run by Indian tribes all across the U.S. So it's certainly not completely prohibited across the board to engage in gambling, so long as the state is getting a big cut of all of the revenue. Then
fin tax.
Yeah, then they're not so concerned about the negative fallout. Now, of course, there is some fallout from gambling, and that is that some people get addicted to it. So should the fact that some people get addicted to gambling mean that gambling is not legal for everyone? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in. Line toll free. Bring up anything you want to discuss here at 855-450-FREE, especially if you think that gambling should stay illegal in most places. I know there are some people who feel strongly about this issue. They, you know, they think gambling's evil, and so therefore the government should be the only people who administer it. Or maybe they think
a lot of times that's true. What you're saying is absolutely true. But a lot of times it's the proposal to legalize gambling that's the problem, as opposed for many people, as opposed to the legalizing of gambling.
I don't get what you're saying, but I want you to explain it here in a moment. Want to also get to your calls and thoughts. If you care about your privacy while you're on the Internet, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network that encrypts your online data before it reaches your Internet service provider. And ProXPN does it right, offering OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They have apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. Plus, unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. Now ProXPN has more servers than before, giving you greater speed and security, and they'll accept credit card and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with our code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 like 50% off. That brings the price down to about the price of a good cup of coffee, or maybe even less. You keep hearing about our online privacy being infringed. Go to proxpn.com now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. Doug is listening in Illinois, where this is all happening, at least this version of the government not doing what they've promised to do, and that is to pay out lotto winnings to people who've won more than $25,000. That's just not happening until some sort of budget impasse is solved. So that's the situation. Doug, your thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to try to come back to the people to get more money like they do all the time.
Didn't they already raise the income tax there a few years ago?
Yeah, they did. I mean, we are really, really in a lot of trouble here in Illinois. We are 50th in the nation in our pension obligation. We're 50th in the nation in our debt. They borrowed money to the point dating all the way back to 1989 that they no longer have a good bond rating anymore. To give you an idea, like, we have a home valued at $155,000. Our property bill had been $5,900 for our property.
Oh, my God. That's even worse than New England.
Yeah. Yeah, way more. And, okay, we were trying to cut back on what we're paying. We went over to Vonage for our home phone. We want to keep our home phone. We were quoted for Vonage for $9.95 a month. But when you add in the Illinois fee, our town fee, you have it become $19.95 a month.
Jeez.
We have to buy a decal for our car every year here in the town, $39.95 every year. We get a fee.
What's that for, parking or for throwing away your garbage?
For you have to have it on your car. Generally, every local government in Illinois, they have them, where you have to buy a decal, you have to have it in the window of your car. You pay
$39. Is that different? Hold on, just to clarify, is that a different sticker than the one that typically appears on a license plate?
Correct. You have to buy that one, too, but you have to buy one from your local government.
I need a little help here, okay?
This is usually for Mark to keep you from being arrested.
I want to make sure.
They will. Okay, and in addition, for our heating, our NICOR bill, we have...
Whoa. I'm not done with the sticker yet.
Okay, all right.
I got to find out about this sticker. So the sticker is simply a sticker that indicates that you live in that town.
Right, with a date on it and a number, unique number to your vehicle and the date on it. And if they find out that you're parking, you know, if you go up to Jewel shopping or you go grocery shopping or, you know, and they look at your car and they're driving by and you don't have the up-to-date decal in the bottom right-hand part of the window, you're going to get a major ticket.
That is insane. It makes no sense at all. What if you're from one of those towns that in Illinois that doesn't have a sticker?
All have them, though.
He said almost all of them.
They're very few. Particularly in Cook County and the Chicago metropolitan area, they all do it now. I mean, we pay for NICOR for our heating. We pay a fee to the town, and we pay to Illinois for our electric, our ComEd bill. We pay a fee. And, I mean, I'm not talking like chump change here. I'm talking like, you know, anywhere from – you know, $8.99 to $12.99 per month, you know, for the electric and the NICOR combined. You know, I mean,
and the income tax, and the state income tax there, if I'm recalling correctly, It went up by 66% or something like that. What, just like 3 or 4 years ago? It wasn't that long ago. They were desperate for more money, and they literally, now the income tax there is like what, 3 or 4% or something like that. Is it 4% and went up like, I don't know, what is it? What's the actual percentage? Do you know?
I'm not sure on that. I'm not sure. I mean, they keep going over or going up on everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you never have it end. You know, and they're not efficient with the money. You know, if you're a local government in Illinois, I watch it here all over. I mean, if you're a cop or you're a department head in a town, you get to drive your government-owned vehicle wherever you want. You get to take it, you know, the family out to dinner. Well, who do you have paying for the wear and tear in that vehicle? Who do you have paying to maintain it? And they look at that being a perk. You know, down at the Capitol, they redid the Capitol for $93 million, $250,000 for a chandelier, $500 million for the Obama Library. You know, government, they're not efficient, they're not good with the money, and I can't wait to get the hell out of here.
That was going to be my next question, is why you continue to put up with it. I mean, obviously, it's not going to get any better.
I am, man. I'm going to, you know, in my bonfire in the back, I'm lighting up the Illinois flag, the Chicago flag, and I'm getting in a moving truck, and I'm out of here.
Chicago has a flag?
They worship it. People in Chicago, the thing with people in Chicago, they take a lot of pride of being in Chicago, but they're an inefficient dump, can really be what they are, okay? You have people murdered. Chicago can be for people who can't hack it in the Big Apple, New York. That can be why people live in Chicago. They can't hack it in New York, and therefore they live in Chicago. They want to be like New York. They're a New York wannabe. But, I mean, they're totally inefficient. I don't get
does Chicago, this is a, I don't know if you know this, I don't know if you live in Chicago, but does Chicago, the city, have a city income tax too? Because New York City's got that.
Yeah, they do. And now they've actually enacted Mayor Emanuel here. You know, like Hulu and everything? And you know,
Yeah, that's right. They're taxing that.
They're going to go after that now too. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, because it's easy for them to go after the cable companies, because the cable companies have a physical building that they serve people from in the general vicinity of each town. So it's easy to target them and get money out of them. But to target Netflix and Hulu is a little more of a complicated matter because they are likely not located there.
I mean, parking can be incredible. You know, I mean, when Mayor Daley did the whole parking meter deal here, he ended up letting a private company take over, but the deal really didn't end up being that good for the fact that a lot of people thought that maybe Mayor Daley and the particular private parking company kind of knew each other, you know what I mean? There had been kind of like a crazy
Of course they did.
And you know, it ain't unusual to pay $9.95, you know, to park in downtown per hour. You know, I mean, you really get taken parking down there.
Jeez. Well, good luck on getting out of there. Doug, thanks for your call. Really informative. I appreciate hearing from you. It was a perfect addition to what we started talking about, which is the idea that the state government in Illinois is now not paying lotto winners, people who've won more than $25,000, until further notice. They'll give you an IOU.
You know, it's I know some people stay up there because they believe the work's better and, you know, the earnings better. But, man, with all those taxes and all those fees in Chicagoland, I can't believe you can make more money there than you could in, like, Texas or Florida or Arizona or something.
Those property taxes that he mentioned are higher than New Hampshire, and New Hampshire's only got the property tax for the most part. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Spend your life with Extendo-Bite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. You can call into the show via Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us that way if you don't mind. In fact, if you don't mind, you will sound better on Skype most of the time, probably 99% of the time. 95% of the time you'll sound better on Skype. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So we were talking about Illinois and the crackdown on freedom. I mean, these poor people. We had a guy call in just a moment ago just rattling off what was, I'm sure, a truncated partial list of the taxes that they pay there in Illinois. $5,900 on a $150,000 or $160,000 house for property taxes. That's more than I've paid for property tax here in New Hampshire. And the big problem, you know, one of the problems with New Hampshire is that the property tax is high here.
Yep.
But that's to make up for the fact that New Hampshire doesn't have a sales tax. New Hampshire doesn't have a personal state income tax, both of which Illinois absolutely has.
Well, yeah, when you compare New Hampshire to surrounding states, you'll see a lower tax burden. But
to all states, from what I understand.
That's, yeah, so coming from Florida, I'm spoiled. If you'll recall what taxes were like in Florida, I remember paying something like $1,400 a
property
year.
Property taxes were much lower in Florida,
yeah.
That's true.
And you paid you know, 6-8% on plastic crap you bought from Walmart, but sales tax isn't that much when you sort of ring it up throughout the year and you don't count cars. I mean, you know, that's an issue. I don't think I ever paid sales tax on a car because I always bought it from an individual. And, you know, if I did pay, I paid some lower version of it to the government.
I could have sworn that New Hampshire has the overall lowest tax burden.
It has the lowest tax burden per person.
Yeah.
But that is a qualified statement. It is the lowest tax burden per person. It is not the lowest tax burden per paid per person. And in Florida, Yankees come down throughout the year, and people from foreign places come over, and they spend lots of money through hotel taxes and meals taxes and a variety of other taxes, lowering the tax paid per person, not the tax amount, not the budget then that's amortized out to each person. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. You're saying that even people who don't pay taxes are factored into the per person.
No. What I'm saying is that New Hampshire has X number of people, and its government costs X number of dollars. It is a pretty accurate number since New Hampshire doesn't have that many tourists that everybody who lives in New Hampshire is going to pay about that state budget. Whereas in Florida, since so many people come to Florida to visit and spend their money at hotels.
So what you're saying is the people who are visiting aren't factored into the per person division?
They are factored. They aren't factored into that per person division because the people who are visiting pay a great deal of the taxes that are then not put on the per person.
Got it.
So if you want to pay low taxes, I really do believe that Florida is one of the best places to go.
Huh. Well, I don't agree with you. Florida is a terrible place to go. It's full of statists from places like New York and New Jersey who are making Florida an absolute terrible place to live if you care about freedom. And taxes are not the only... well, you're right, Mark. It may be fairly low tax for people that are living there. There are a lot of other problems with Florida.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I left Florida because I didn't feel like there was any hope for liberty there.
Right.
When I had moved here, what I found here in New Hampshire for the Free State Project was that there are people who are working towards the ideas of liberty, which I value, and it lifted a burden off of my soul that had existed for some time, this feeling that there was nothing that could be done, that the government was going to grow, and there was nothing I could do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And humans don't do well with that, right? Like
losing hope?
Yeah. The loss of hope. And so I'm happier here. Life is better here. I just wish that for whatever reason people wanted to come and spend a bunch of money through the hotel and service taxes so we didn't have quite the tax burden.
Well, I think that we need to have taxes reduced for other reasons because those people are still supporting a huge government in Florida. Keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, dollar for dollar, the government in Florida is a lot larger than the government in New Hampshire. There are fewer regulations in New Hampshire. There are, you know, fewer taxes overall in general in New Hampshire. And it's just a more free place. That's why it does very well on the Mercatus Center's top 50 states. They look at the various different freedoms in those places. Florida, not a free place. It's mid-pack. It's like, what, 17 to 25 or something like
it's
that.
It's mid-pack. There's no doubt about it.
On that ranking. So ultimately, just...
It probably does as well as New Hampshire on business, business environment, though. New Hampshire's mid-pack on business environment, sadly.
That's true. It needs to get better. And it will, because we've got freedom-loving people moving here as part of the Free State Project who are actually getting elected, unlike libertarians everywhere else, and they're actually doing things to repeal bad laws and stop new laws from being put into place. And as we get more people elected here as part of the Free State Project, we'll see even more progress. And I think you'll see a reduction in the state government's size, Mark, rather than just coming up with new tourist taxes to offset the existing taxes.
Well, that's not my solution. That's not my solution to things, Ian. My solution is that everything be privatized, but I wonder whether that's even possible.
Privatization. The problem with privatization is it really usually involves one company being given a government contract for a monopoly. I'd like to see the free market being able to handle these services.
That's what I mean, that the free market would handle these services, that the government government is a service organization, and service organizations should either be able to compete against other service organizations, or they should not exist at all.
Right.
So the government claiming a monopoly in any given area is probably not the best thing. But I think that there's going to be some bumps along the way, because statism harms people, and it's going to be difficult to pry the tentacles of government bureaucrats off of the coffers of the state.
Yeah,
it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, even here in New Hampshire, where the government is relatively small compared to other governments. So if you're out there and you're toiling away in a place like Illinois, California, New York, and you're just sick and tired of being regulated to death, taxed to death, and you love freedom. Because there are some people that don't like taxes, but they also don't really care about freedom.
Right. Most people don't like taxes.
Yeah.
Really it comes down to why you don't like taxes. Yeah.
If you truly love liberty, that is, you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, that freedom means your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm another person, so long as you don't use aggressive force against other human beings. If you get that, then you are welcome in the Free State Project. You should go to freestateproject.org. You can learn a lot more about it there and get signed up. We're looking to get 20,000 people to sign up and pledge to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Now, that's what we've done. We've moved early. We didn't want to wait until the 20,000. I'm glad we didn't wait, because it's been a lot of fun so far. And we're getting there. I mean, within the next probably 2 years, we're going to hit that 20,000 number. We're over 17,000 right now. And over 1,800 of those 17,000 are here. So we've already got more than 10% here as what are so-called early movers for the Free State Project. If you find this interesting, if you think this is intriguing, you love freedom, you really owe it to yourself to take a look at this. Maybe you've heard us talking about it before, but you haven't taken the time to go and investigate it for yourself. Do that at freestateproject.org. As we go to Tom in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I lamented Friday that the cop that gunned down Jonathan Farrell isn't going to go to prison. And more recently, the sheriff in Harris County, Texas, where Houston is located, that sheriff is linking some of that Black Lives Matter rhetoric to the slaying a couple hours after I got off the phone with you of a deputy sheriff in Harris County. Somebody just walked up while the cop was refueling a patrol car and gunned down the cop.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, now, and the sheriff is furious about all this loose talk about Black Lives Matter and how that may have motivated the guy to do that. And all I can say is what Daniel Webster said: there is nothing so powerful as truth. And one thing the cops hate is the truth. The truth of the matter is, the cops are, in a police state, the police are the enemy.
Thanks for the call, Tom. I don't support using violence to solve our problems in life, however. I can understand why people are angry at the police, though. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150LK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 5580 1-800-809-5580.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free to join the show, to bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. You don't have to talk about the lotto or Illinois' terrible taxes, although that's certainly still on the table. Everything's always on the table here at Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or maybe you want to call and rattle off some of the absurd taxes that people just won't believe. Mark, you were shocked when a gentleman called earlier to say there is an additional sticker on the backs of most cars in Illinois due to a special town car tax that is different from the state plate tax or whatever. Right. Normally you get a sticker on your plate. Well, there's another sticker that you got to have if you don't want to get pulled over in Illinois.
It's fascinating to me how they couldn't incorporate whatever fee they want to charge you for living in their town, for having a car and living in their town, into the registration sticker that they put on the back of a license plate.
Well, now, don't they do that here in New Hampshire where they've got the inspection sticker?
They have an inspection sticker, but an inspection sticker is a bit different. It brings money directly to the state.
We should have asked if they've got one of those in Illinois too.
And it isn't even that much. It's like $5 or $10 goes to the state or whatever, and the rest goes to the shop.
But boy, do they pull people over for those, man.
Sure they do.
They'll sit on the side of the road and eyeball people's front windshields.
It's ludicrous because Florida got rid of its registration in about 1980. Now, you would think you would see...
It's registration or inspection?
I'm sorry, inspection. Yeah. It's a vehicle inspection in about 1980.
Interesting.
I remember when they had... I remember the stickers, what they look like on the windshield of my mother's Oldsmobile Cutlass with the cabrio top, back in the day. It was metallic rust red. And they were all over the place, but they got rid of them. And you would think that the idea would be, if you listen to these inspection advocates who aren't just transparently out there advocating for auto shop owners. If you listen to them, you might think that the roads of a state that doesn't have an inspection would be littered with broken down cars. And I've lived here and I've lived there, and I gotta say, the cars up here are crappier than the ones in Sarasota, Florida.
With the inspections,
the cars with the inspections are crappier than the ones that aren't.
Now isn't that because of the rust? Why is that?
They just don't. They're driving crappier cars because they, in Sarasota, registration on a $500,000 Ferrari is the same as registration on my 70. Well, actually, the old cars. You know, a regular. On a Datsun, right, or a Corolla, it wouldn't make a difference. They're the same cost. Whereas up here, they charge you every single year a nice car tax.
Based on the value of the
car. Based on the value of the vehicle. So people drive.
You're disincentivized from upgrading a car.
Right. So in Sarasota, Florida, which does have more savings per individual or whatever, a higher net worth per individual
in
Sarasota.
You think so?
Just a guess.
Just in Sarasota? Because I've heard New Hampshire's got a high percentage of millionaires here.
That may very well be the case. I'm just guessing that people want to live in Sarasota, which has the nicest beach sand in the world or something like that. It's just me guessing.
Yeah, but millionaires who know what they're doing want to live in New Hampshire because of less taxes.
There's a lot more Lexi and Infinities and high-end automobiles
there's
in
more
Sarasota.
There's more visible wealth up there. I think the millionaires here are smart. Down there. I think the millionaires in New Hampshire are smart enough to keep it to themselves.
Well, a millionaire is a person who has enough money to retire. A millionaire is not a wealthy individual any longer. Mm-hmm. The dollar's been pretty severely devalued.
Well, I mean, I see where you're coming from, but try telling that to somebody who makes $20,000 a year. I mean, that person's going to consider a millionaire to be pretty damn wealthy.
That
right?
person's just going to go ahead and pay the state for their inspection. They're going to pay more in registration in New Hampshire. They're going to do a variety of things. So, you know, whatever.
Anyway, the toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. The New Hampshire government, it's got its issues, but that's why we're here as part of the Free State Project, to make things better. And I think it's great. I've really enjoyed being here thus far, and we've gotten more people moving in all the time. There's a new mover coming in here to Keene this week, as a matter of fact. And there's this new movers party that they're throwing every single month that is well attended. I've heard there are 27 new movers attending tomorrow's new movers party in Manchester. So it's like this big monthly party that they throw, and it's open to anybody who wants to attend. That's huge. That's like almost one person per day moving in the month of August.
That's a big deal.
That is a huge deal. There's no libertarian movement like this. There are a lot of wannabes. There are a lot of move here projects out there of people who are saying, hey, you should do that Free State Project here in Ohio or Arizona or wherever it is I happen to live.
I think that they're breaking down. There isn't a big one right now. There's, you know, the competition.
Liberland's a pretty big deal.
Liberland's a pretty big deal, but nobody lives in it.
That's true.
People are moving for the hope of living in it, and I think that Liberland's got a lot of things going for it that perhaps, you know, these others don't. But at this point, no one lives in Liberland. So, you know, I hope the best for them. But to some extent, it's probably better for somebody who lives in Europe, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's true. You know, apparently, I actually haven't heard anything about Liberland in the last few weeks, so that made me want to go and see what's going on.
As an aside, I saw posted on one of the founders of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project that he was starting a competing a project to get people to move to the same place. So I don't know.
Hold on. There's now two projects trying to get people to move to Asheville, North Carolina?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, okay. Well, good for them.
So it sounds like there might have been some
schism.
Yeah, some kind of breakup of some sort that I'm not entirely aware of. But
well, that's what happens when your Liberty organization will get to larger than 15 people.
That's what happens when you have something that's placed around personalities rather than just concepts, right? Like,
that's
so
true.
If you've got the thing that I think really makes the Free State Project not work at work is that the founder of it, he's not exactly...
he's not on the front. He's not on the forefront. Yeah. He's not a visible player, really.
Right. He tried very hard on early on, but it wasn't. It's not based around the amazing and inspiring personality of Jason Sorens. It's about people who...
He's fairly mild-mannered, actually.
Quite. And so, you know, that's, I think, one of the things that really made it work early on and really made the difference. There are people who are more influential within the Free State Project because they put in more time and more energy than he is, and that should be the way it is.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Bob, listening in Baltimore, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys.
Welcome, sir.
I like your show. I just discovered it.
Thanks. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just discovered your show a month ago, and I like it.
Excellent. Thank
I heard you.
You.
What were you calling about tonight?
The taxes on the vehicles.
Yep, tell me about it. You're on the radio. Go ahead.
I remember back in the late 90s here in Maryland, they put the cars on the dynamometer to test emissions.
Okay.
And it was a big thing because the governor was linked to the contractor that installed them for the state, and he got a big payoff.
Oh, yeah.
And,
what a surprise.
10 years later, it was they did away with it, and all that money just disappeared.
All the money disappeared. What do you mean by that?
Well, they just did away with the machine. So where did all that money go that we've spent for the machines? You know what I mean?
Well, it went into the manufacturer's pocket, obviously. But
yeah, exactly.
Yep, you're right about that, Bob. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, yeah, I mean, this is essentially, any kind of government program like that is basically a boondoggle that benefits somebody who's politically connected. In this case, whoever made those, what was it, demometers?
Dynamometers? I'm not familiar with them, but that doesn't change.
Something that analyzes exhaust,
yeah.
Right?
Tests emissions or whatever. There was a situation with the TSA when they had, I think it was the millimeter wave machines, but don't quote me on that. I'm not entirely sure. But one of these...
one of those machines that didn't do what it was actually advertised to do? One of
the naked body scanners, yeah. Or whatever. The one that was supposed to give you cancer or whatever the people were concerned with. That one, apparently somebody in the administration had some connection to the company that manufactured those. So what a surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
I mean, Congress went so far as to remove the rule that forbade them from participating in insider trading. I mean, they actually know them and their aides know what's going to come down the pipe. I mean, if you're going to say, okay, this thing or that thing is now going to be mandatory, that company's obviously going to do very well. If you know that company is going to get that contract beforehand, then bam, you are quite wealthy.
So our toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. It's not all about taxes tonight. In Missouri, there has been a walkout at a high school over a transgendered student using the girls' locker room. So this is a controversial issue, and I imagine we're going to hear more about that over time. We'll tell you a little bit about it coming up. Also, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, plus the Islamic State has decided to release a gold coin. This is actually happening. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.